the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. This hour of Armed American Radio promises to be a good one, and it flies right by, I'm telling you right now. From the host chair here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, I can promise it moves right along. So sit down, grab a beverage, put your feet up, and enjoy tuning in. If you're one of those liberal lefties that can't stand me, I love getting the emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I really do. I really enjoy reading them. I read them with a big grin on my face. It's always fun to watch you melt down and accuse me of taking money from the NRA and being a shill for the gun industry as if I'm somehow being paid by Winchester or something, which is just patently absurd. But I love how you repeat that liberal, left, progressive, un-American, Democrat, formerly Democrat, now Socialist Party talking point about the National Rifle Association and everything else, and somehow I'm in the pocket of the... I love that. It's fun to read. So send it on. I enjoy it. mark@armedamericanradio.org. A lot going on. A piece I put up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page today, should you be so inclined to join the near 100,000 fans, head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio. And mind you, I don't buy likes. Those are generic fans who find it, like it, and stay on it. It continues to grow every single day. So head over to armedamericanradio.com, or excuse me, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Hit the like button. Join us over there. You can also follow me at Twitter at AARMark. I've got a great hour lined up for you right now. The media is just going crazy right now. We're going to do a small roundtable with two individuals who I've had on this program several times. One, David Kodria, has been doing the program with me in a roundtable format for many years, but they've never been on the program together at the same time. So this is going to be an awful lot of fun. The first one I'll introduce will be Washington Free Beacon reporter Stephen Gutowski. You see Stephen every time. Drudge Report picks him up all the time. Stephen, how you doing? Always a pleasure. Thanks for jumping on with me on short notice.
Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Where can people follow you at Twitter, by the way?
Just my name, Stephen Gutowski. So Stephen Gutowski.
Check him out over there. And you write for Free Beacon, and the website for Free Beacon is freebeacon.com. So that's real simple. You can find everything Stephen writes over there. If it's not on the Drudge Report, it's over at Free Beacon, and I can promise you the Drudge Report is looking at it. Now, my close friend, David Kodria, the War on Guns, writing over at Ammo Land, blogging at War on Guns and everywhere else. You've heard him on the roundtable here for years. David, how you doing, brother? Great to have you here. Thanks for joining me.
Hold on a second. I'm stuffing all this gun industry money into my mattress right now. I'll be with you in a second here, Mark.
Save some for me and for Stephen, too. But I'm sure Stephen's getting paid by the NRA. I know you're being paid by the NRA. We're all being paid by the NRA. It's really funny. I'll read you part of an email I got just a little bit ago. You guys will get a kick out of it, I'm sure. Stephen, let me start with you. You've got... You know, there's so much happening. I want to take this first piece from the New York Post, and neither one of you guys wrote this, but I want to get your opinion on this because it is big media centric, and the New York Post nailed this today, and they basically said today what I've been saying on this program for many years, that American journalism is collapsing. And I don't want to catch you guys off guard if you haven't seen the piece, so I'll quote a little bit from it, and then let's just kind of talk about it. The American public needs to hear this, particularly my theory about why this is important when it comes to our gun rights. Here it is. American journalism is collapsing before our eyes. This was written by Michael Goodwin at the New York Post. It says, Donald Trump may or may not fix his campaign, and Hillary Clinton may or may not become the first female president, but something else is happening before our eyes, almost as important, the complete collapse of American journalism as we know it. The frenzy to bury Trump is not limited to the Clinton campaign and the Obama White House. They're working hand in hand with what is considered the cream of the nation's news organizations. The shameful display of naked partisanship by the elite media is unlike anything seen in modern America. He continues, the largest broadcast networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and major newspapers like the New York Times and Washington Post have jettisoned all pretense of fair play. Their fierce determination to keep Trump out of the Oval Office has no precedent. Indeed, no foreign enemy, no terror group, no native criminal gang suffers the daily beating that Trump does. The mad mullahs of Iran, who call America the great Satan and vow to wipe Israel off the map, are treated gently by comparison. And I'll give you this final paragraph, and then we'll discuss it. By torching its remaining credibility in service of Clinton, the mainstream media's reputations will likely never recover, nor will the standards. No future producer, editor, reporter, or anchor can be expected to meet a test of fairness when that standard has been trashed in such willful and blatant fashion. Stephen, let me go to you first. Those are powerful words coming out of the New York Post today, and say what we've been saying here all along, that journalism as we know it in this nation is dead. What are your thoughts on that?
That's interesting. I think, personally, you know, I worked, my background, I worked at the Media Research Center, conservative media watchdog group, for 4 years. So when I watched this election, I would say that the bias is evident, of course. Whatever you think about Trump and Clinton, bias is certainly there. But, you know, to me, it's been that way for years. It's not really Trump this coverage of Trump that's created this problem we have in journalism. And I think Trump makes it easier for them to be biased sometimes with the way that he goes about, you know, conducting his campaign. Not that that's an excuse, but to me, this is not new. You know, personally, I just don't think that there's anything new about ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN being left leaning. You know, most of the journalists there are personally liberal, and it comes through a lot of their reporting. And even if they're people who strive to be more objective, they're also, unfortunately, in these echo chambers, where they're also surrounded by liberals. So they don't really get a lot of the conservative point of view or the Republican point of view. And so even if they're trying to be objective, a lot of times they're, because of the environments they're in, you know, they don't even understand what it's like to see it from the other side.
Now, and as I like to call California a petri dish of gun control experimentation, if you will, that's what's happening in newsrooms across the country, no doubt about that. And look, David Kodria, let me switch over to you on this. A remarkable piece here from the Post. I echo what Stephen just said. And to anybody who's been paying any attention to this, as we have for many years, this is nothing new. We go back to Dan Rather biased and on and on and on. There's many things that we can point out to over the years. But it was interesting when they said, by torching its remaining credibility in service of Clinton, the mainstream media's reputations will likely never recover, nor will the standards. No future producer, editor, reporter, or anchor can be expected to meet a taste of fairness. The reason I think this is important, David, is because this is the type of coverage we can expect. If Hillary Clinton wins the White House, this is how they're going to trash us and come after us with our gun rights. What we've seen with the attacks on Trump, this is the push, this massive push against Trump. We're going to see the same thing when it comes to her attacking our gun rights. Give me your thoughts on that New York Post piece, if you would.
Yeah, I read it, and the first thought I had was Bruce Willis going, "Welcome to the party, pals." Okay, because we have been saying this for years. I mean, didn't John Lott write the bias against guns? And just today, okay, just to give you an example, I have it on the war on guns. I took a screenshot of the Los Angeles Times, and there's the poll showing Donald Trump has moved 2 points above Hillary Clinton in this poll, even though the numbers suggest that Hillary, or the headline on it suggests that Hillary Clinton is actually ahead when she's not. But right under that piece was another piece, the headline, "New Poll Analysis Finds a Wasted Summer for Donald Trump and a Boost for Hillary Clinton." Wait a minute. All this time post-convention, they've been telling us that Trump is in the tank and Hillary's leading him by double digits, and now all of a sudden their own numbers show he's up by 2%. And what are they saying? They're saying, oh, he had a wasted summer. Hillary just got a boost. They're liars, and we know they're liars, and it's about time the rest of the American people woke up, although I don't think that it's that much of a wake-up call, because I recall seeing another poll probably about 3 weeks ago or so saying how trust in the media is at an all-time low. I think it's even probably below Congress people.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think I saw that same number. And you know what? I think you're right about that. I think it is. I think it was about 11%, if I'm not mistaken. We're getting ready to take a break. What I want to do is tease you with this. This is what you're going to get for the remainder of the next segment with these two individuals. These are two individuals whose fingers are on the pulse of what is happening. You heard me. You heard Stephen talk about being with the Media Research Center. A great MRC.org, if you want to follow what they do, it really highlights the media bias going on in stories and all of the networks. Truly the best watchdog there is out there. And David Codrey, of course, you can follow at waronguns.com. When I come back, Stephen, David, and myself will continue the discussion. We'll find out what each of them thinks was the most important story this week here on Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. I'll be right back from the Crosby Holster Studios.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate the catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Crossbreed Holster Studios. I want to give you that piece of that email about the NRA. It was great. This from a liberal lefty. Hello, Mr. Walters. You purposely and relentlessly insult me and my intelligence every time I turn on the radio to listen to your show, to use the term loosely. What your hour actually achieves every day is to strike fear and hatred into a smattering of low-information listeners. Even more directly, your hour is a powerful advertisement to buy guns, more powerful guns, to defend yourself when Obama comes to kick your door down and take your guns. Good luck with that. I will bet my last dollar you get a nice payment every month from the real cartel that runs this country, the NRA. So there you go. I wish I was. Let's go back to Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, great to have you here. Free Beacon, Washington Free Beacon, and David Kodria, both of you gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. Let me start with this so we don't step all over each other. Stephen, back 2 days ago, you wrote a piece at Washington Free Beacon titled Facebook/Instagram, Delete Accounts for Gun Parts Dealer Without Explanation. And then, David, back on July 11th, you wrote a piece titled Gun Control Snitches Trolling Facebook to Suppress Information Sharing and Rights. So, Stephen, I'll start with you. What's happening at Facebook, brother?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, at least in this case, with a sort of colorfully named they sell gun parts and accessories and T-shirts and stuff like that. They're not an FFL. They don't sell actual firearms because, you know, Facebook recently banned the sale of firearms over the platform. But these guys aren't doing that. So for some reason, they're very popular. They have 500,000 Facebook fans. They've got 250,000 Instagram followers. But for some reason, their Facebook account was deleted without explanation. Just you violated the terms of service somehow. And then about a week later, their Instagram account as well. It's the same sort of vague explanation. So it's not really clear what's going on. I contacted Facebook, their press department, trying to see if they would give an answer, an explanation for why this company was targeted. But didn't get any response, so it's really open to speculation as to why this is happening. They don't appear to be violating any of the terms of service. They're not selling firearms over Facebook or Instagram. They're just, most of this stuff is just pro-gun.
Yeah, just it really is. It's disturbing. It's disturbing to see this. Now, I can't name the company because they have one of the seven words I'm not allowed to say on the radio, but it's tactical blank. Okay, you can fill the blank in there yourself. And it is. This is disturbing stuff when you see this. And then, you know, I love the photo that you have, a photograph of course, Mark Zuckerberg hugging President Obama, the accidental billionaire. And by the way, accidental or not, you know, hey, congratulations in a capitalist society for making billions of dollars. God bless him for that. All right, I have no problem with that whatsoever. But you know where a lot of that money is going, David. That's why this is important. And it's why you pointed out back on the 11th of July last year in Ammo Land, where you write, gun control snitches trolling Facebook to suppress information sharing and rights. What's your take on Facebook?
Well, that's a group of self-motivated folks with not much else to do during their day but troll Facebook sites and look for something that might offend and report it and try to get Facebook to kick them off. To me, there's a larger story here, and it's not just Facebook. You also see Twitter, you see Google, you see all these information companies that are colluding together for a plan to change public policy. They're meeting with the White House. They're doing all kinds of things. Were it any other industry, you know, the other great progressive with quotes around it law that would come into effect would be antitrust laws for collusion among the industry leaders. And yet here you see the government openly encouraging it and them going right along with it. Meanwhile, Facebook is courting communist China, trying to get them to allow social media and open up a huge new market. And so what these people are all about is, you know, spreading their product. And if that means the suppression of information and making sure that only the approved line gets through, that's what they're going to do. They're modern-day propagandists with tools that Goebbels could have only dreamed about.
Oh, well put, well put. Stephen, I know you'll probably agree with that. Let me ask you this in the remaining 3 minutes that we have. What's as we head towards the election, and Steve, you're going to get some invitations from me to come back on both the daytime show and the Monster broadcast quite a few times as we get progressively closer to November 8th. But for right now, what do you think as Trump, you know, the campaign took a turn for the positive this past week. What do you think was the biggest story this week?
Well, as far as the political scene goes, I do think it was Trump. It seems like going to Louisiana, at least from an optics standpoint, from a political standpoint, was a very smart move. And then President Obama essentially, you know, being forced to go there in his wake, it was very good for Trump. We'll see how that trend keeps going, if he's going to stay on that path or he's going to go back to, you know, saying a lot of controversial stuff. I mean, he brought on Steve Bannon, who runs Breitbart and has a reputation for being very controversial, certainly. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see which path he goes down. But I would say that was probably the best story of the campaign for him thus far, the trip to Louisiana.
I think you're right. In fact, I mentioned in the last segment, I think you're going to see that. I think we're going to look back at that as a turning point during the Trump campaign. I think that's going to be the linchpin right there. I really do believe that. And particularly if he's effective with staying on message and staying on that prompter as he has been all week with the message that he's been putting out, I think you're going to see that that's going to be the turning point of the campaign as we get closer to November. People will look back at that. And I absolutely agree with you when you use the phrase Obama coming in his wake. Obama is now 10 days and $2 short. There's nothing he can do. Trump beat him. He licked him. He beat him to the punch. Both him and Hillary Clinton, they look like wannabe catch-ups to that. David, your thoughts before we go to the break? We've got about 35 to 40 seconds. Take it away. What do you think was most important?
Learned a long time ago not to predict that after a Border Patrol agent got murdered, and it wasn't until a couple people started digging into it we found out that the government was walking guns down to Mexico in order to pad statistics. Another huge story that the media did its best to ignore.
Bingo. Now, when we come back from this break, Stephen, first off, I want to thank you for jumping in on here and getting a flavor for a little bit of roundtable. I hope you'll promise to come back and do it again in the near future, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Looking forward to it. And you can follow Stephen Gutowski at Stephen Gutowski on Twitter and at Washington Free Beacon at freebeacon.com. David Codrey is going to stay with me for the remainder of the half hour. Stephen, thank you very much for being here. We look forward to bringing you back to another Monster broadcast and a daytime show very, very soon. David Codrey will stay here, and we're going to kind of chat about whatever we want to chat about in the last half hour of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast this weekend. Next week, remember, I will be at the Minnesota State Fair bringing you this program from the AM 1280, the Patriot booth. Right now, it's booming out right there on the Midway. I see you guys, and I'll see you there personally next week. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I told you, it's the fastest hour in radio. It is the fastest hour in radio, and we're coming up on the, you know, here we are at the bottom half of the hour already. It's incredible. 2 hours, 35 minutes, and 30 seconds from right now. You have an opportunity to win the Ruger SR-1911 Commander, MSRP, you dopey liberals, manufacturer suggested retail price, because socialists don't really understand capitalism. You know, everything's free, everything we can give, it's gun equality. No, it's not. Different things are made in different ways and have different prices. Look it up. It's called economics, something you wouldn't understand, and I don't have time to explain to you now. The fact of the matter is you can head over to usccaonair.com. Yeah, that was meant to insult some of you, too, by the way. I know I'll get the email. Love that. So send it over, markatarmedamericanradio.org. All you have to do is activate a membership, silver, gold, or platinum. And your name is in the running to win today's gun of the day, which is that Ruger SR-1911 Commander. It's a gorgeous gun valued at $899. Now, we don't actually send you the gun. You get the check for $899. You can go out and buy the gun. Or you can, you know, use it for whatever you want. If you don't win the gun, Your name will be entered to win, according to the site. It's great. Plus, be entered to win 1 pound of solid gold. That's going to be paid out in the form of gold American Eagles, currently valued at about $22,650. It's real simple. USCCAOnAir.com and activate one of those three memberships from as low as $13 a month, $22 a month, $30 a month, or a one-time payment of $147 for $300 in coverage, $300,000 in coverage, $22 a month, or one-time payment of $247 for $575,000 in coverage in the gold and the platinum, $1.125 million in protection, $30 a month, or one annual payment of $347. USCCAOnAir.com. All right, let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back to the program. Great to have you here, as always. I opened up the program on the daytime show last week on Friday with some words about a very close friend of yours and a man who's been on this program a couple of times, and that was Mike Vanderbeau, who passed away. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to say a few words about Mike.
Yeah, it was expected, but it was nonetheless a shock, as these things always are. Mike had announced many months ago that the doctor had given him a short time left to live. He exceeded those expectations and exceeded those expectations every time the doctor came up with a prognosis for remaining time. But Mike finally did pass away at the beginning of this month. I was very fortunate that I'd had a chance in the spring, you know, to go down and to visit with him and see him. And I did actually the last interview with Mike on Skype, and I posted it up on YouTube, basically his mind was still lucid up until the end. I was speaking with him on the phone. There were several times when I didn't know if it was going to be the last time that I would ever speak with my friend. But Mike was a unique character, to say the least. He was a prodigious writer and a very talented one, a historian. A relentless bulldog for justice and the truth. He could be cranky at times, as can we all. I was very happy that I was one of the few people who could be cranky back with Mike. I actually pressured him into starting his Sipsy Street Irregulars blog because I told him, look, Mike, I'm always posting this stuff on my War on Guns blog. I got my own stuff to do. Get your own blog. It's easy. I'll show you how. And the rest was history after that. We did Fast and Furious together, and it was a very sad trip for me to go down with my wife down to Alabama and to meet with Mike's family that loves him so much and miss him so dearly now, his wonderful wife, Rosie, who was basically so steadfast and in the support of what Mike was doing, allowed him to work for the liberty that he devoted his life to. It really was a calling. I was very pleased to see there were probably about 50 people at the funeral home in Leeds, Alabama. And when I think about, you know, number one, that outnumbers a lot of the people Bloomberg was able to bus in for his little tour stop rallies.
Right, great point.
You know, and you know, I know how difficult it is to get 50 readers just to forward a link. So to get 50 people to show up in Leeds, Alabama, I thought was a real tribute. And then the hundreds and thousands of positive comments that I've seen, not just on my blog, on the Sipsy blog, on Facebook, all through social media, on the guest book for the funeral home. And it was just a real touching tribute. And I did something. I was one of the speakers. Bob Wright of the New Mexico Militia was the other, another dear friend of Mike's. And I said, you know, I don't know if this is proper funeral protocol at all, but I would like everyone here to please rise, and they did, and, you know, give Mike a round of applause for a life well lived. And I figured giving the man a standing ovation was about as good of a send-off as I could think.
You know, and I've had the opportunity to talk with Mike in private settings before at NRA conventions and such and the likes. And a fascinating individual to listen to, believe me. And as I mentioned on the show last week, that Mike was a guy who very strong in his convictions, and as a result of that, ticked off everybody, you know, ticked off people on both sides of the debate. And that's to be expected when you have somebody who isn't going to waver at all on their positions. And what I found most fascinating, a very gifted speaker, what I found most fascinating about Mike Vanderbeau was his ability to wrap his prose. He was a writer unlike many. Many, you know, many writers out there wished they could write as well as he could, and he had a unique gift for doing that. And as a result, he could very artfully upset whoever he chose to write about, if that's what he wanted to do. And he was really something at that. So, you know, you guys, the two of you, the last time I saw Mike, not personally, but I, other than reading anything that he'd written, was when he was on, I think he did Lou Dobbs with you, the two of you, when you were talking about some Fast and Furious, not too long ago.
We put in a bar complaint against Eric Holder. This was part of the mischief that we love to create. But it was
good.
True.
It worked.
I mean, it was true. You know, no, the bar was all old. They were all buddies. You know, it's all part
sure.
of it's a big club, and you ain't in it, right? That's the George Carlin line. And so no, naturally, you know, these people are all Holder cronies, and they all swept it under the rug and never looked at it again. But that's what that was about. And the thing that got me is I saw the AP headline. They took all of their information straight from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
Okay. Talk about a left wing. And they characterized Mike as an angry extremist. And boy, if you knew Mike, the guy had a sense of humor. The guy could be an imp when he wanted to be. And I can just remember laughing and laughing with Mike. You know, if he was angry, it's because anybody with a brain would have been angry, realizing the birthright that is being usurped out from under us by thieves with government titles. And, you know, if it's an extremist, you know, the Barry Goldwater line, you know, extremism in defense of virtue is no vice. And the bottom line is, why is it extreme to support the founders' interpretation of the Constitution? Is
right.
that really extreme, or who are the extremists? Who really are the anti-government extremists? I would submit it's the moles buried within that are doing what they can to subvert the legacy bequeathed to us by the founders.
Now, very well said. You know, Mike wore that description of him as a domestic extremist / terrorist from given to him by the SPLC as a badge of honor. I know he did. He told me that personally himself. And I've seen it written, and I think you mentioned it as well. So, you know, thoughts to Mike Vandervoe. Wanted to give you the opportunity because you guys work so close together to do that. Now, when we've got about another minute and a half in this segment, so I'll just kind of lean on you here a little bit because you've written a lot of stuff lately over at Ammoland.com and at WarOnGuns.com. You're also writing for what now? Because you're
Oathkeepers.
You're out there everywhere. What do we got? 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Oathkeepers and Guns Magazine. So if you, particularly Guns Magazine right now, I have the last piece that they're going to see before the November election. It's actually the December issue is when the print stand will hit the stands, or the print issue will hit the stands, but it'll actually come out in October for subscribers and on the newsstand.
Yeah.
So go read my new piece on Guns Magazine. It's the Hillary versus Donald analysis.
And I'll tell you, I know from having deadlines myself, how difficult it is to write those stories 2 and 3 months out, particularly one that's going to hit right before the election. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour with the great David Kodria from War on Guns. You can see everything he writes at waronguns.com. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Wrapping up this hour with you in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Next week at this time, I will be wrapping up this hour of this monster broadcast, heard in hundreds of cities on just under 200 radio stations. Might even be 200 now. I lose track. We've got some new stations that we will be giving shout-outs here to in the very near future. But next week, I will be wrapping up this hour of the program in Minneapolis at the Minnesota State Fair. I've been doing that for about 5 years now. Love it. It's an awful lot of fun. Can't wait to get there. And, yeah, it's kind of fun to be able to sit and, you know, have people come up and hand you some of the amazing food. We get to sample some of the food over there at the fair. And I've always been a fan. I love cheese. Always been a fan of those cheese curds over there. You know, it's kind of interesting. I remember the year before last, I think it was about 2 or 3 Minneapolis police officers who were taking a break. Each one of them had a big giant soda in their hands and a big bucket of cheese curds. And I thought, well, they're not going to be able to chase anybody for about a half hour, so if anybody was wanting to do something nefarious, that would have been the time to do it as they were eating those cheese curds. But I'm looking forward to getting up there. Can't wait to see you guys. Always a lot of fun. Next week, Armed American Radio's National Monster Cast from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Always a pleasure to do that. We're talking with David Cote. You're going to wrap up this hour. Hey, David, let me ask you something. Aside from writings and everything else, just let's have one of these conversations that the two of us have when we're sitting on the front porch, killing some time and talking about the things we talk about. And let me ask you this question for the benefit of listeners. What happens if Hillary Clinton wins the White House and we wake up November 9th and find out that she's going to be inaugurated in January?
Well, don't worry, because nobody's talking about taking away your guns. They're just talking about rendering the judicial interpretation of the Second Amendment so impotent that you might as well not have one. You know, Hillary's already said that she disagrees with the Supreme Court. The only thing they've really ruled on is, number one, you have a right to have one in your home, and number two, it applies to the states as well as to the federal government. And so Hillary disagrees with that, and so that means that anything is game. Look, she is working round the clock. She's having illegal aliens. She's bragging about it, doing voter drives, okay? She wants to create a pathway to citizenship with amnesty and voting, and you know that this is a demographic that's going to come in to the tank 80% for Hillary Clinton nationally. You can see this has already happened in California and what those poor people are struggling through there. And she is going to have the judicial appointments. She's going to, you know, nominate the remaining seats on the Supreme Court and the ones that are waiting in the wings to retire, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Hillary is going to have control over that. And basically, the Democrats at the state level, if they can't win at the national level with the Congress, they're going to be able to get things through at the state level. Well, what just happened with the Ninth Circuit Court in Peruta? Okay, and all the Supreme Court has to do is not hear a case to leave that law standing, and or if you have the Supreme Court stacked, they'll go ahead and hear it, and they'll rule against the right to keep and bear arms. Hillary will be a disaster, and I saw something on your Facebook page, Mark, where you were talking about that and talking about Trump, and you had the naysayer, well, yeah, but you can't trust Trump because he's a Hillary supporter before, and he's and well, you know for sure what you're going to get with Hillary and Trump. I'll be the first one to admit I've written articles about Trump criticizing him on his gun positions, on his previous gun positions. And yes, nobody can read the heart of another human being. And it could well be he'll be elected and then he'll turn around and say, ha ha, fooled you. I'm really a commie. Okay. That's a risk. But the one thing that you cannot argue with is if Donald Trump is not president, Hillary Clinton will be. That's it. You know, you don't need any other value judgment besides that. Yeah, if Donald Trump doesn't win, Hillary will.
I'm hopeful that a lot of these so-called never-Trumpers, pound never-Trumpers, I'll say hashtags, pound never-Trumpers, are going to come around when the rubber meets the road on November 8th. Now, that remains to be seen, and I don't think they're going to make that much of a difference, quite frankly. I think they're just a bunch of loudmouths getting media attention right now, I think is where it comes from. But having said that,
let me just jump in, though, because the problem with that is these elections are typically won by a couple percentage points, and when you got Gary Johnson with the Libertarians throws his gun away with William Weld as his VP candidate, Mr. Gun Banner himself, taking away 7% of the vote, that is direct competition that could put Hillary.
You're right about that.
I'm sorry. Go for it.
No, you're absolutely right. Here's where I wanted to go relative to the Supreme Court. I've said this to a couple groups that I've talked to, and I've made it clear on this program before. If you are over 20 years old, and I'm talking to you, listener, if you are over 20 years old and Hillary Clinton is elected president, you will not live long enough. Your lifespan will not be long enough to see this country fixed when the Supreme Court flips. And I'm going to tell you something. Ginsburg, the first order of business for Clinton is going to be to fill Scalia's seat. That's going to happen. God forbid the Democrats take the Senate, which is a very real possibility. And if that happens, I can promise you this. The moment Hillary becomes elected, Ginsburg is waiting to retire. It's that simple. It's going to be a 1-2 punch. David, is my assessment of that age bracket about right? There's not enough time in their lives to see this country fixed if that happens.
We'll never see it. It will be over, barring anything that right now we cannot anticipate, because again, this will allow the pathway to citizenship. It's going to be lost, Mark, because you can take a look at all the polling, And it should, well, they'll assimilate. That's the Grover Norquist line. No, they will not. 20 years after, they're still voting over 70% Democrat. Okay? That's it. That's end of game in terms of if you're looking for any kind of political solution out of this. It is the end of the game because the legislatures will be unbeatable supermajorities, and they will own the courts. End of game.
No, you're right. It's a frightening assessment, but it's very, very true. We've talked about the immigration on this program before, and the two of us are in agreement that poses the number one risk. Yeah, maybe number two risk now that we didn't anticipate previously, but it is certainly one of the two greatest risks to the future of this nation, that the cultural, the demographic makeup of this nation will shift permanently. You're absolutely correct. And I warn you, if you're out there having these wishy-washy feelings because you don't like Donald Trump, you need to get your head out of the sand, you need to get your duff out of the sand and understand what's at stake, because you already know what Hillary Clinton is going to do. And as you just heard David Kogia put it, he didn't put it mildly. He put it realistically. That's what's going to happen. And David, I wish we had more time, but we're running out of it. Where can people find you, man? Tell them right now.
WarOnGuns.com or DavidKodria.com. They both go to the War on Guns. And from there, you can get to all my other writings in Guns Magazine, Oath Keepers, Ammo Land, and wherever.
Everything links. David Kodria, thank you, sir. Perfect timing. Great place to end it. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast calls it for today. I will be up doing it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense because I can, because the liberals hate it. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. David Kodria, thank you very much for everything that you do over at War on Guns. You can check out all of our guests. Now, just go back and listen to the program. Probably going to run out of some time, but had a great program today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I will see you next week on this program from the Minnesota State Fair. I'm Mark Walters, been filling your prescription for freedom, and I'll do it again tomorrow here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never find yourself in a gun-free zone, not where you happen to be. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. See you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.